Welcome to the South Coast Botanic Garden Update. Flowers, flowers, and more flowers everywhere you look. Go to southcoastbotanicgarden.org to make reservations. Walking into the garden past the administration offices and straight forward down the walkway with the sago palms to your left, and you'll see right off why the cycads, which are called palms, are closely related to the conifer family. In the center of the dramatic swirl of fronds of the Mexican horn cone, or horn cycad, you can see a huge new cone has popped up. Underneath the fronds, check the Meyer asparagus fern. This plant is an herb, not a fern. It's blooming, but the flowers are tiny, and while they attract lots of bees, they also produce little red seed berries that will serve to feed the birds, which then spread the seeds. I am amazed each week at the incredible change in the pollination garden. There are new plants to see, and going forward, watch the sunflowers and the red amaranth as the plants poke up through the dense cosmos. The sunflowers are well-known bird food. However, the amaranth is a plant that both man and bird can enjoy. The leaves and stems of amaranth can be eaten much like spinach, and the seed, which is actually a grain, is loved by birds. See if you can see the beautiful pink belladonna lily blooming under the cherimoya tree, a member of the amaryllis family and a relative to the crinium lilies blooming along Tram Road in the palm collection. Taking the back path to the promenade, walk down to the Bohannon Rose Garden to see the riot of roses and some recent additions to the area. The yellow blooms of the sparkle and shine roses that form the borders at the entry pergola are at their peak. Inside the garden, some areas have been newly planted with some interesting and dramatic colors and textures. See the taro plants with large leaves on tall stems, the canna plants with variegated foliage, and the stunning sky blue salvia, alive with bumblebees. If you loved the Michelea tree when it bloomed fragrantly early in the spring, take a look now to see the huge crop of seed pods growing and just beginning to split open as they ripen. In the Garden of the Senses, the dahlias are flourishing. These fabulous flowers can be smaller than a quarter or as big as a dinner plate and come in every color imaginable. As it's now getting so hot in midday, if you want to rest a few minutes in the shade, take a seat under the Rogers red grape. See the big bunches of grapes growing under the thick vine canopy. Wandering out toward the amphitheater lawn, the cockspur coral tree is blooming. This is the national flower of Argentina and Uruguay and is thought to have spread widely because the seeds float on water. These flowers are rich in nectar and feed the many insects that pollinate them. In the grass collection, you find the goldenrod is beginning to bloom. This is another edible plant in the garden, but don't confuse these better yellow blooms with either the Mexican bush marigolds or the orange cestrum blooming just along the walk toward the banyan grove. If you get around Tram Road, don't miss the rose myrtle trees blooming around Memorial Meadow, and try to take a turn in the greenhouse where the desert rose is blooming. Many of the Phalaenopsis orchids are still blooming, and make sure to walk to the end, turn around, and see the fabulous Dendrobium orchid that's in flower. Another cool spot to relax a few minutes is the Fuchsia House. It's full of pink blooms this week. Walking along the path to the top, and you can see the wonderful upright example of a Phyllis Fuchsia. This tall plant can make a wonderful back wall statement in a shady garden. The pink sepals over the red petals are simple and showy at the same time. Also see the hanging basket of Bonnie Doan Fuchsia, a pink and more pink flower, but long and draping delicately over the hanging planter. Also, Doris Pazelk, another full pink flower, but light sepals over darker double petals. Then take a quick look at the upright species Fuchsia denticulata. This lovely evergreen fuchsia can get up to 10 feet tall, but responds well to pruning, and the reddish pink flowers are rather long and charmingly tipped with green. We hope you enjoyed your visit to the garden. Check back with us to get current updates.